I have a guest calling in with me this morning. Brooke Coyle from Castle Danger Brewery is here to talk about our Earth Day event in Two Harbors, the cleanup happening. Thank you so much, Brooke, for being here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So, Brooke, thank you so much, just for starters, for being part of something that seems like, you know, everyone's always in favor of it, but it still takes some effort to pick up a lot of garbage. It's not the most romantic thing to do on the planet, but it certainly is a wonderful way to remember about all good things associated with the planet that we live on. So thanks for doing this. Do you want to just share the history of how this event has come about? I know it's a three-way partnership, and that's a fun thing to hear about.
Yeah. So first of all, you know, the snow likes to cover up a lot of the garbage.
It does indeed.
So when it does eventually melt, we see a lot of the garbage, and it's hard to look at because, you know, we see it, we drive past it, and it's hard to look at. So this event is really important to not only us, but also the community as well, because, you know, we all live here. We got to clean up after ourselves. So this is a great opportunity to kind of do that. Yeah, we've been doing this since 2017. We've been collaborating with other businesses in the community, Groundkeepers, Granite Gear, Lake County Soil and Water Conservation District, and also this year, Love in Lake County. And what we've been doing is just meeting up and cleaning the community. It's as simple as that for a couple hours. And it's been nice to see our community cleaner. And, you know, we all get together and hang out and make our community better. So,
yeah, you know, and I think that often the trick is to just slow down a little bit, because, like, I know we walk around town a lot. And yeah, as you say, the snow melts and there's some garbage around. But unless you brought a bag and it's looking kind of old and muddy and, you know, it is. But I just think it's a great idea to just take a pause and go for a walk solely for the purpose of picking up garbage. I know you divide up into groups. Do you generally manage to hit all the areas? I also wonder about Skunk Creek, because that's, you know, that water goes right into the lake. Is there a group that goes along Skunk Creek, or how does that work?
Yeah, so what we do is we have maps the day of. So what we do is we kind of coordinate. When groups come up, we say we put them in different areas of the community so that not everybody is in the same area, because, you know,
right, it'll
be cleaned up with a smaller group. So we like to spread them around so that we're not all cleaning up at the same area. And yes, Skunk Creek is on the list. So
that's good. It runs right through town. I wish we had a different name for that creek, I got to say.
I know.
It just doesn't make you inspired to clean it up. But anyway, it should be clean just like any other lake or any other creek. And now I'm sure there's a question out there about weather. My understanding is that you're going forward as planned and the weather is supposed to improve tomorrow. Do you have anything you want to say about the weather?
Yeah, so obviously it's not pretty right now, but it's supposed to get better. Not a meteorologist, but I play one on TV, but I think that we're supposed to get a little bit warmer. So it's going to probably not be the best weather for it, but I think we still have a great opportunity to be able to still pick up the trash that we can see and at least do something, especially since it's actually Earth Day tomorrow. I think it'll be a really nice way to actually bring in Earth Day this year. So
I agree.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, but
Earth Day is everything. It's not just sun and sunny weather, right?
Yeah, this is my second year being a part of this event. And last year we had to move it to Sunday due to the weather. And this year we just kind of decided that, you know, it is how it's going to be on that day because we live in the North Shore. So we got to kind of go with the flow, and Mother Nature has other plans. So
yeah,
trash does not. Mother Nature has other plans. So,
well, I hope people know just to, you know, wear rubber boots if you need to. And it's still a good time. And, you know, it's not a long time to be out there. I just hope you still get a good turnout. I'm guessing that Sunday is not as good a turnout. And so Saturday's the day.
Saturday's the day. Yeah. And then we like to encourage people too. We've also got Castle Danger Brewery is giving away free pints for anybody who's over 21. And we're also giving free root beer out for the youngins. So if you're coming out, you get a free beer to have after you are cleaning up the community. So we'd love to have you.
And I know, too, that if you do choose not to participate just because of the weather, then I think that you can also take the initiative yourself to pick an area and clean it up between now and the end of the month, and then send a picture to the brewery, which will qualify you for the free sack from granite gear. Is that accurate?
Yes, that is. So what you would do is you're going to get an email. We've got some participants who have registered with us, and so those people will be getting information about this. And so if you go into a specific area, I think you should just do it anyway and just choose an area and just pick up some trash. But if you do, you can take the brewery and granite gear to be in qualify for the free sack from granite gear, which is awesome because we do have some giveaways for people tomorrow as well from granite gear and from the brewery. So
yes, bottom line is nobody is stopping anybody from bringing a garbage bag with them on a walk and doing some cleanup at any time of the year, in fact.
Absolutely, yeah. If the weather is nerve-wracking to you and you're just kind of like, I can't make it tomorrow, that's not a big deal. We encourage you to do it anyway, anytime, and let us know because we'd love to be able to thank you and appreciate you for helping clean the community that we all live in. So.
Yeah, and I think also Julie has talked before about how often this is an opportunity for families and children, you know, parents to bring their children, and it, you know, it really sets an ethic of cleaning up after ourselves individually and collectively. So I hope to see some young children there. I know we have been there with our kids at least once. So and you know, it's a lot of these events, they sort of inadvertently fulfill so many goals of our community. And one of those is intergenerational. So here's another intergenerational event that just naturally happens. So,
well, I think, too, with having families come out to it, like you said, it encourages the kids to look into doing this in the future and being like, hi, mom, hi, dad, let's do this again next year. And, you know, we again, the snow melts and we see all the trash. So we all see it, and this is a great opportunity to make sure that everybody is on the same page and, you know, go for a quick walk around the neighborhood and pick up trash as you're going on your nice walk on a Saturday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Or morning.
And I can't be there this year because we'll be out of town, but I have been inspired by you and Julie and others to actually do that, like take a day sometime this spring and pick a place. We all know our secret places and go do some cleanup. So. What I've noticed about litter is that, and this partly is from traveling to other countries and seeing how litter is, there's such a psychological element to litter. And I think like the first piece of trash out on the Peninsula Trail, like that gets picked up almost instantly. And so it never grows. And once trash starts to just sort of be there, then I think people don't pay nearly as much attention. And then it's much easier to get overwhelmed, and then people start throwing their trash more. So I think, you know, it really matters to keep it pretty much trash free. It's hard to be that first litterer, but it's not at all hard to be the 31st litterer.
Yes. Well, if you think about it too, if you live in a house that's full of clutter, your whole psychological being is off because your environment is off. So it's the same inside as it is outside. So if we've got a clean neighborhood, psychologically, I mean, I'm no doctor, but I would assume that we would feel better about where we are and where we work and live and play. So I think it overall does great for individuals and also our community. So
I totally agree. I'm speaking with Brooke Coyle, marketing and events coordinator for Castle Danger Brewery, about the Earth Day cleanup tomorrow. Just, I think, finish us off, Brooke, with the time and place to show up.
Yeah, so it's tomorrow from 10 till noon or when, however long you want to go, but we'll be there at 10. And you can show up at the brewery, 17 7th Street in Two Harbors. We'll be open a little bit earlier just to invite people in for the cleanup. And then we'll send people out to specific areas around the community to clean up. And then we will celebrate with a beer afterward, or root beer if you've got the children with you.
Beer or root beer. And I believe Love and Lake County is providing donuts as well. So there's even snacks.
Yes. Yes. So you'll even have a little breakfast for yourself in the morning, coffee and donuts, thanks to Love and Lake County. And then we'll have prize giveaways from Granite Gear and the brewery as well. So it's going to be a good time regardless if there's snow on the ground or not. Again, we encourage you to do the cleanup regardless if it's tomorrow or if it's next week. We encourage it regardless. So
yes. If you do come tomorrow, I believe that you will provide garbage bags.
Yes. Yeah. We got those all set up and ready to go. We do encourage people to bring their own gloves because obviously trash is gross. So we want to make sure that people don't touch everything. So bring gloves, dress appropriately, and again, donuts, coffee, Love and Lake County in the morning. And then we will have beer in the afternoon when you're done.
Great. Thanks so much, Brooke.
Thank you so much.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Brooke Coyle. She is the Marketing and Events Coordinator for Castle Danger, talking about Earth Day that starts at 10 a.m. meeting at Castle Danger.